Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Kuf Zayin, Psalm 107. The Gemara in Brachot 54b states, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, four people are obligated to thank God. Seafarers, those who walked through the desert, one who was ill and recovered, and one who was in prison and was released. From where did they derive this law? From Psalm 107, a psalm dedicated to thanking God for the miraculous recoveries that we experience in our lives. This psalm, which inaugurates the fifth book of Tehillim, sings a song with a chorus, which appears four times throughout and is quite similar to the opening verse. Hodu l'Adonai ki tov, ki li'olam chasdo. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Yamrugu ule Adonai asher ge'alam mi'atzar u'me'aratzot kibtzam mi'mizrach u'mi'marav mi'tzafon u'mi'yam. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered from all the lands from east and west and from north and south. This introduction sets the stage for those to learn the obligation to praise and thank God for events which transpire in their lives. Those whose lives were in danger and then were redeemed, and those who were gathered from foreign lands, let them call out to God in song. Then the psalm lists the four specific cases of people in dire circumstances who found their way back to safety. Ta'u b'midbar yishimon derech ir moshav lo matzau. They're people who were wandering in the wilderness and desert, who found no city to dwell in. Re'evim gam tzmeim nafsham behem titataf. They were hungry and thirsty. They were fainting. Ve'itzaku al Adonai batalam mitzukotehem yatzileim. And they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them for their distresses. This line also appears in every scenario. Ve'adrichem b'derech yishara lalechet el ir moshav. He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord in his loving kindness and for his wonderful works for the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. The desert is dangerous. Certainly in antiquity, hunger, thirst, wild animals, it's a place to be wary of, and it was understood that one who had to traverse the desert had a small chance of survival. Naturally, they cry out to God for salvation, and hopefully God responds, guiding them on the path to return to civilization. And at this stage, the chorus rings out, sing out to God in gratitude, for he satisfied the hungry soul. He has done wondrous things for man. As I said, each one goes through the specific calamity that's going on in his mind, and then there's a way to return back to God and then to thank God for it. The second stage is Yoshvei Choshech v'Tzalmavet Asirei Ani Uvarzel, those who sit in darkness in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and iron. This is people who are in prison. Ki Imru Imrei El v'Atzat Elyon Na'atzu, they rebelled against the words of God and rejected the counsel of the Most High. Ve'yichna ba'mal libam kashlu ve'in ozer, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. And then the same line, Ve'yizaku al Adonai batzar lehem mi mitzukotehem yoshiem. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. Yotziem michoshech v'tzamavet u'mosrotehem yinatek. He brought them out of darkness in the shadow of death and broke their bonds asunder. Yodu l'Adonai chasdo v'niflotov l'bnei Adam. Same chorus, praise, loving kindness, wonders to the work of men. Ki shibar daltot nechoshet uvrichei barzel gidea. For he broke the gates of bronze and cut the bars and iron asunder. Prison was another life-threatening place in ancient times. In darkness, without water, food, and with menacing compatriots, and a prison is a near-death sentence. Once again, the individual puts his hands in God's and prays for salvation. A miracle takes place. God sends him out of incarceration to freedom, from darkness to light. Another reason to thank God and sing out to the same chorus, praise the Lord's loving kindness for breaking the chains which shackled him and set him free. The third case, Evelim miderech pisham umeonotehem yitanu. Fools were afflicted because of their transgression, because of their iniquities. They're so loathed all manner of food, and they came near the gates of death. This is talking about a person who is sick. There they call to God in trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Yishlach zarova yirpaem v'yimalei mishchitutam. He sent his word and healed them, saved them from destruction. Yodu l'Adonai chasdo v'nifloteiv v'ze'adam. They respond, thanking Hashem, v'yizbechu zivchei todah, v'yisapru ma'asav v'rina, and let them sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare the works of rejoicing. There are people who fall ill. The psalm presents them as having sinned, and therefore a punishment, because being unable to eat and withering away to death. But why call them fools in verse 17? People who fall ill should be called crazy, but in prison not? Radak explains the difference in that the sick person, as opposed to the others, became ill over a period of time and had that time to recognize something was amiss and to try to rectify the situation. The sickness, says Radak, is like an angel being sent to tell him, it's time for you to repent, lest you continue to your death. If they do not get the message on one day, they might do some introspection and get there the next one. But if they never see the message, they are foolish, and there might not be any hope. They too call out to God in distress and ask for salvation. The next case is Yordei Hayam Ba'oniot, those who go down in the sea in ships that do business in great waters. Osei melacha b'mayim rabim. Hei meraum asei Adonai v'niflotav b'mtzula v'yomer v'yamed ruach sa'ara. V'toramem galav yalu shamayim yedu tomot nasham deroa titmogag yachogu v'yanu kishikor. V'choch lachmatam titvala. The sea, they saw the works of the Lord and the wonders of the deep, for he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves. They mount to the sky. They go to again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of the trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man or at the wit's end. But then what happens? They call out to God, and God helps them in their distress. Yakum sara lidmama, echashu galehem. He calms the storm, and the waves are still. Once again, they praise out to God for his wonderful kindness. Let them praise the Lord in the congregation of people and praise him in the assembly of elders. Because he turns rivers into a wilderness and springs into of water into dry ground. Those who go to ships are leaving for business, despite the fact that the seas in ancient times were deadly and there's not a small chance of never returning. Indeed, all of Maimonides' life changed as a result of one bad storm his brother experienced on a business trip and lost his life. Still today, the lower number of fatalities at the sea takes place, but they are certainly not as life-threatening as in ancient times. In verse 29, it is God calming the storm, stilling the waters, the waves, lest the ship staggers like a drunken man. The seafarers call out to God for kind conditions and for a safe trip. As a result, they are obligated upon return to call out to God in gratitude. Verse 32 provides the source for the halachic obligation to recite the blessings to God in a minyan, a quorum of 10. As it says, we should recite it in front of a congregation. Yaseim naharot lemidbar umotzei mayim l'tzimaon. He turns rivers into a wilderness and springs of water into dry ground. This is another stage or another section of the Mizmor that tells us actions of God. Eretz pri limlecha merat yoshveva. Yaseim midbar la'agamayim v'eretz tziyah lemotzei mayim. He turns the wilderness into a pool of water and dry ground into springs of water. He lets the hungry dwell and establishes a city for habitation. They cultivate and create life. And he blesses them so that they multiply and does not let their cattle decrease. When they're diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow, he pours contempt upon nobles and causes them to wander in the wilderness. But he raises the poor high out of affliction and makes his families like a flock. This penultimate section of the psalm continues the theme of God's power and providence, as Ibn Ezra notes how God acts in the world creating something and does its exact opposite, teaching us not to question God's decisions. He turns the sea into dry land and vice versa, turns desert into blooming fruit orchards and creates cities out of deserts to provide for those in need. Yet at the same time, his contempt is for the nobles who think they deserve all. They end up in the wilderness wandering. God raises the poor and lowers the boastful. The final verses, Mi yiru yisharim v'yismachu v'chol avla kavtzapia, mi chacham v'yishma'ele v'yitboranu chastei Adonai. The righteousness shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop its mouth. Whoever is wise and will observe these things, let them consider the loving kindness of the Lord. The psalm concludes with a statement and a wish. Those who are righteous will see the hand of God and will rejoice. When events happen to us that are clearly supernatural, it would be wise for us to ascribe those events to God, and it would be responsible for us to respond at the very minimum with a blessing of gratitude to be recited in public as an expression of praise to God. It is hoped that those people, can witness the hand of God in our world to this very day and continue to praise God when experiencing great miracles. There is no greater miracle for the Jewish people than in the past century than the return of Israel to its land, the rebirth of Israel, and the gathering of the exiles to their ancestral land in the last 100 years. For this reason, it was decided by the chief rabbinate to recite the psalm every Yom HaAtzmaut in the Israel Day of Independence, as well as to recite a blessing of praise to God for the miracle of the modern state of Israel. Whoever is wise will observe these things and consider the loving kindness of God.